Hello, everyone. Wow, it's a happy new year to you. I am excited that we all got in safe and sound into the year 2024. I want to welcome you especially to the second day of, well, on the prayer experience, or the third day of the new year, but also to another time of praying on the prayer experience today. Please share this video. Let friends, family, loved ones know that there is a place they can come to pray. And also, I'd like you to remember you can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media channel. Yeah, let's do that. Let's get this ramping up. I think we've got a goal to hit the 500 mark as soon as possible. And remember that we are streaming on Twitter or X, as it is called. And that is available. You do have friends and families, and even on your Twitter page, you can, probably, I don't know how that works, but I think you can forward that link, you can tweet that link. Let's get the word out that prayer experience is live. Thank you. And on the YouTube page as well, you can subscribe to that button. You do get notifications anytime we go live, and that is really helpful to know. I get the ping on my phone when I'm, having a busy day. I am just reminded that it is time to pray. Okay, I'll leave your prayers, your comments, your testimonies. We'd love to hear that. We'd love to hear some testimonies, some more testimonies. Okay, let's know how the prayer experience has impacted your life. Let us know so we may be encouraged. And we've got the prayer experience hotline number that is available on the screen. That's a mobile number and a landline. Okay, I'm going to use this verse of scripture for our Thanksgiving today, and it says in Psalm 90, verse 1, it's the Amplified Version. It says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place, our refuge, our sanctuary, our stability in all generations. Isn't that true? That God has been there all through. He didn't just show up in our lives. Well, He's always been there. He's been our stability. Things change around us. Situations change around us. People even change around us. But God has been our stability. He's been our go-to places. He's been our refuge. Refuge, not necessarily in terms of our physical shelter. That is also possible because He's always been our protection and our shield. But when we are, like the Apostle Paul said, buffeted on every side, the enemy trying to get the last of us, God was a place, or God was our go-to place. His word was our rescue. I want us to take that today and thank Him. Take that today into the place of thanksgiving, into the place of gratitude, and let's acknowledge Him, what He has done, or for who He is in our lives. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have been our dwelling place, our sanctuary, our stability. Lord, we want to thank you, our refuge. Lord, we couldn't have come this far without you. We couldn't have lived lives without your help. We couldn't have survived all the threats of the enemy. But you have been our stronghold. You are our strength. You are our defense against the enemy. And we want to thank you for that. Thank you that you are stable through all generations, through all seasons. He never change. We know where to go to when the water seems to overwhelm us. We know where to go. We immerse ourselves in your word. We immerse ourselves in your presence. And we want to thank you that you surround us with songs of deliverance. Thank you, Father, for the victory that we enjoy in you. Thank you for calling us your own. Thank you for giving us another day that we may see and experience your love for us, your loving kindness, and your goodness in our lives. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to use this verse of scripture in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8. This is a voice translation, which is not one that I often go to, but this caught my attention. I say, but there was one person whom the Lord could not let go of. That was Noah, because this man pleased him. Now, the context of this verse of scripture, or this testimony of the Lord, is, you know, in Genesis, when it was describing the state of the earth at that time, and the Bible says that it repented of him, of God, that he ever made man. And he made a vow. He said, I'm gonna wipe off the earth from this corruption, from this depravity. I'm gonna clean the whole surface. I'm gonna erase everyone and the land, and wash the land clean of iniquity. You can read more about the context of that story in Genesis chapter 6, but there was something that held God back, and that was the testimony of Noah. You know, God said, this evil corruption of man has reached my eyes. And he said, I'm going to do this. But, you know, he said there was one man that caught his attention. He said, Noah, I have seen you as righteous. I have seen that you do what is right before my eyes. You see, it can be pretty difficult when you are the last man standing. Last man standing, taking a stance of righteousness, taking a stance of doing what is right. It can be difficult in a world, in the current world that we find ourselves, where everybody wants to go with the flow. But can God find you standing for what is right? Can God stand you persistent? You know, can he find you standing in faith? Can he find you standing as a righteous man? Can he find you in an uncompromising position? And that is what God is looking for these days. You know what it takes to have a right standing with God? Is to heed his instructions. You know, when God was telling Noah what to do, he said to Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to open the windows of heaven and flood the earth with rain. I'll let the facets of the earth burst forth with water, flood the whole earth. And he gave Noah some instructions about how he should build the boat. You know, Noah was mocked in his time, but he kept preaching to them. He says, see, this is the right thing to do if you want to be saved. And I believe that in this year, this season that we find ourselves, God is going to be making some demands, or already is making some demands on us. So we can't go into all that God has for us without following his instructions, without being right, without pleasing him. See, Noah found favor. Noah was pleasing to God. How? What did he do? He heeded to God. He took a stance with God. Even though what God is wanting you to do, even though what the scripture is, what has been written down in the scripture that we are meant to abide to, even if it doesn't look conventional, it doesn't look popular, God is still wanting us to stand for his word. Maybe different in our circumstances, but God is always going to make a demand on us. Why? Because that instruction is our rescue in this year. God is wanting to heal you, but he's going to make a demand on your righteousness. God is wanting to deliver you from sin, from addiction, from, you know, any type of, it may be lack, it may be whatever it is, he wants to deliver us out of it. So we don't get into it. We don't carry it along, but rather we're forging ahead in this new season in 2024, getting into what he wants us to get into. But we can come with all of that. We have to stand righteous. We have to make a commitment to be like Noah, to be pleasing before the eyes of God. I want us to take some time and pray about this today and say, God, there are instructions you're giving me. I can hear them in my heart, in my spirit. I can hear you pointing out areas and aspect you're wanting me to change and correct things. Say, whom the Father loves, he corrects. I understand the principle of correction, not for evil, but to bring me into a place of good, place of gain, a place of increase. God is always going to want to straighten us, help us to align with him so that we can receive all that he has for us. Lord, by faith, we're stepping into this year. Can you pray this with me? Can you make that resolve in your heart and say, God, I will stand for what is right. I will be pleasing to you in my walk with you, in my prayer life, in my study life, in my fellowship life, in my relationships with God's people, with one another, in my words, in my heart, my thoughts, my meditation, in the secret place. I will be pleasing to you. I pray that you will find us worthy, worthy, God, of your love. You have shown us that you love and care for us. We're asking, oh God, that we would respond to that love, respond to that correction, respond to that realignment, those things that you are highlighting in us to adjust, the things we need to correct, the things we need to work on, things we need to do more, or the things we need to cease from doing, how we spend our time, how we think, our mindsets. God, you're helping us not to bring us into condemnation, but to bring the good out of us, to bring us to a place where we can receive more from you. Father, we are hungry for more for you. We desire to receive all that you have for us. We don't want a day to go past without receiving from you, without walking in all your fullness, without experiencing righteousness, peace, and joy, without learning to walk with the Holy Spirit, without learning to obey and be skillful, we'll be acquainted with how the Holy Spirit deals with us and how he leads us. Father, Lord, we just pray for every intercessor today. We pray for everyone listening in today. And those that were listening afterwards, we just ask for grace. Grace to be pleasing before you. Grace to do that which is right. Grace to stand for justice. Grace to forge ahead in your plans and your purposes that you have called us into. Grace, Lord, we pray our hearts will be consecrated unto you. Our minds will think on your word, meditate on your word. We will adjust our thinking to think right. Father, we pray, God, this year will be remarkable for all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen. Amen. I want us to pray for the church. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, the easy translation, I seem to have gone non-King James today. The easy translation says, trust in the Lord completely. Do not think that you understand things well enough for yourself. Trust in the Lord. I want us to pray for the church. See, the church in the system, in the world that we find ourselves, Jesus is not wanting to take us out without us making an impact or leaving an impact here on earth. But there are some things that we would try to figure out on our own. We may try to change the system, you know, by our own understanding. But these are limited because the wisdom of the greater one will always prevail. See, I want us to pray for the church that we will not try to match up with the world system, but we'll try to come up in our understanding of how things work through God. Can we pray? Can we pray for the church in this season that we find ourselves? Can we pray? Because we know the enemy, the scripture says that gross darkness, depravity, evil, injustice will prevail in this world system. But we come with a greater light. I want us to pray for wisdom, the higher wisdom for the church. The church is the light in every community. Let's pray that we will shine brighter in every community. Let's pray that we will be resilient. Let's pray that we will do things using God's wisdom. We would function on the higher level in this world, in our system, in our communities, wherever we find ourselves, wherever we're represented, that the church will become beacons of light across the nations, across communities, that the light that will shine so brightly and that cannot be ignored, the church will come with the answer, come with the solution, come with the help. Lord, we just lift up the church before you. We are the church, and we are so placed, strategically placed in different communities across the world, and we're placed in nations across the world, and you want us to shine bright. You want us to be carriers of the substance of heaven into today's world. You want us to represent your heart and your desire and your plan for the world, for the people who are unsaved, for the systems and the government and different aspects of our world. You want in us to shine through with your light and your wisdom. Father, we will not run on based on our own understanding or our own way of figuring things out, but the church will stand strong with the wisdom of God. We pray that God, even from every local community, every church, every local church, you will raise up men and women that would run with this vision. And you will raise up more intercessors that will stand behind this vision and pray grace and strength and all that is required to achieve this. I pray, God, we will not see this as individual vision, but as a body, as a church represented here on earth. I pray that, God, we will shine so brightly that through us the world may come to know you. And we ask this for every local, every minister. We ask this for every worker in the house. We ask this for every intercessor. We pray that we would find the places where we'll find our calling. And we will find the assignments and we would run with it in this season. I ask that none will fall out of rank and none will be weak or weary, but we will be strengthened together to achieve all that you have on your heart to see your kingdom come here on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. And praying for Japan, specifically today, this verse of scripture in Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. We believe. Praying for the people of Japan that, you know, in the midst of all the earthquakes and all the threats of tsunami, that God will send help and rescue, that there will be testimonies of people who encounter angels and a host of armies to rescue people, men, women, children, the elderly, the young, and we just want to pray for a divine help from above. Father, we pray for Japan. We stand in the gap that God, there will be testimonies of your rescue, that many will come in touch with the help from above. And God will speak peace and calm over the lands and the seas and the hills and the mountains. We speak peace over the elements of the earth. God, they will hear your voice and they will be still in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the rescues that have gone out. We thank you for those nations and those supplies that are made available for the people of Japan. God, open more doors for this, oh God, because we know that this is also an opportunity to get the gospel in as well. So we release our faith for more divine rescues in Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, we pray for healing using this verse of scripture in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Say, do not fear anything, therefore I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. God said, I will strengthen you. Be assured I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. Can we just release our faith just for a brief couple of seconds and say, Father, thank you for this promise. We take this promise. I want you to take this verse of scripture and us and just speak them over yourself. Just read this verse of scripture. Just say it as many times as possible. Say, Father, I thank you. You are our strength. Where we are weak, we receive strength. In the name of Jesus, where there needs healing in our bodies, we receive that provision of healing. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Well, Father, thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. You're always so good to us. And we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you all for praying with us today. Thank you for being there. So more like we've begun to run again for another year. And we want to thank you for just being bringing your supply of prayer as well. Please subscribe to the audio podcast. These are available. We are back tomorrow. It's 1 p.m. and it's Thursday tomorrow. We would love to see you there. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your week. Amen. Cry for me.